Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Audiographs, Songs from the Tenderloin by Earwax Productions. Thank you for listening.
What you do with what I say is up to you.
I guess kind of personal. It's the guys that's doing it, you know what I mean?
This is going to really love, you're going to love this.
Earwax Productions of San Francisco.
I'm not ashamed to admit it. I mean, I hustle the streets, you know, I lease my body out. But at the same time, not only do I enjoy it, but, you know, I also meet a lot of different people. And to me, it just heightens my outlook over everybody. And it just takes a certain person to be able to make it out here.
People on the streets really support each other, you know, whether they're hippies, like skinheads.
Yeah,
you know, just winos.
Like the deadheads, and there's like the punk rockers, and there's the skinheads, and there's just like anyone else is on the street, and it's like a big, kind of like a family, you know. You just, even though, and you can't say like, oh, well, he has long hair and he hasn't taken a shower in 2 weeks, so can't talk to him, you know. It's like I could be in the same position, you know.
Exactly. You know, everybody's down, and they look at us, and they look at the hustlers and the people out on the streets, and they say, well, we're the ones who's caused, you know, we're the ones who are causing the crime and everything. Well, if you take a look at it, 9 times out of 10, the kids that are out on the streets, they either couldn't cope with it at home, or their parents threw them out.
Yeah.
And so they have
both.
And, you know, it's just not right. What gets me is these young kids, they come out here, they have no place else to go. Their parents threw them out because either their sexuality was not right for them,
or their haircut was not right, and their clothing was not right, and their goals in life were not right.
I mean, just because they're different, people look down on them, and that's not right. Because, I mean, of course you've got good and bad in every class, but 9 times out of 10, if you treat somebody right, they're going to end up treating you right.
Yeah, it's all about, I mean, it's kind of, you go way back and you talk about karma.
Yeah.
And that's all it's about. Like, when I have extra money, I give people change, you know. If I've got extra money, I'll give them change. And it's all about karma, you know. And if you're nice to people, they'll be nice back, you know, most of the time. Unless they've got this hang-up that most of us are out here for, because your hair is like this, or this whole thing of get a job. I'm like, I've got a job, but it's not working, you know. I don't have a job in some corporate place that's going to take care of me and, you know, this and that, you know?
And it's spare a little change so I can stay drunk and unemployed. I'll die for a bottle of wine. At least I'm honest.
Dealing with the public.
Isn't this nice? You guys, for a change?
Dealing with the public.
How's it going?
Oh, hey.
Sometimes, like, you have to, like, say something, like, they'll walk by and it's like,
we did a kick line the other day.
Oh, it's cool. This guy's just like, well, if you do a song in advance, I'll give you $1. So we're just all New York, you know, and it was pretty cool.
If you can cope with it, if you can handle it, and if it's your bag, then that's fine.
No, I can't do it. Well, have a nice day. God bless you.
Dealing with the public, from a dramatic point of view, it isn't like dealing with the public. Okay.
spare some change? Isn't this nice? Guys, spare change?
You know.
Spare some change? Isn't this nice? Guys, spare change?
You know.
Like spare a little change so I could fly to the Bahamas for a late summer vacation.
Isn't this nice? Guys, spare change?
Spare a little change today so I can fly to meet and visit my mother-in-law. You know, and now you're already
That's
here.
So you stand in your panhandling change. And somebody comes up and you look at him and says, hey, give me some change. That's not going to work. You look at him and you say,
isn't this nice? Guys, spare change?
Harmony. More real. More likable. Actual action. You know?
Spare change. Your mouth starts going blue.
Well, I mean, ask everybody, first of all, but most of them, you know they're not going to give it to you. There's a lot of people here. They're the people that aren't, you know, in the norm, you know, or if they're in the norm, they've got, you know, something different looking about them, you know? Yeah, I mean, you smile and you ask them. It, you know, after a while, it's just like spare change. And you're sitting here just going, spare some change.
Dealing with the public from a dramatic point of view, it isn't like dealing with the public. Okay.
Spare a little change so I can stay drunk and unemployed.
I just stick to my same basic strategy, trying to get a smile. Usually if you can get someone to smile, you know, brightens your day, even if you don't get no money.
A dime for a bottle of wine.
I always leave people laughing. You know, even after they say, no, I can't do it, you know. Well, thanks anyway, have a nice day, you know. I keep them smiling. You know.
Spare a little change so I can stay drunk and unemployed. A dime for a bottle of wine. At least I'm honest.
My friends call me Little Bear. Actually, by birth, my name is Pete. I'm self-employed in the field of public relations. I'm a professional mendicant. In other words, I'm a beggar.
Sometimes the most unlikely people will give me a dollar. I'm serious as a heart attack. Happened this morning. Okay, I ask you, you're coming this way, okay? I can feel you out from 20 yards away. You gotta remember, I was a lieutenant in the fire department, ex-paramedic. I feel him out. I just, you know, sit there and look. And, you know, on their gait, on their face, I feel them out 10 feet away. And if for some reason I think maybe they give me some money, I'll ask them. But there's many, many times that, you know, I can feel a dead end. So I don't ask. I mean, I just don't ask. Why?
So far lately, my schedule has been I wake up, get myself prepared for the day, get cleaned up, comb my hair, go to St. Anthony's, which is one of the free meals. We go eat. Then we come up here to High Street, sit back, panhandled the rest of the day. Maybe hit Glide, which is another free meal at dinner time. And we eat there and back out panhandle. Make sure we have enough for when we wake up in the morning to have another drink. Make sure we have enough for when we wake up in the morning to have another drink.
It's like a round and round situation.
Have another drink.
It's like a round and round situation.
Another drink.
I'm bored. I wake up, I need a drink, and usually I'm broke. So I gotta come out here and try to hustle a drink. And then maybe I'll get one down. And then I gotta hustle up another one. Maybe I'll get two down. And then I'll feel okay.
You know, cause we sit there and we'll panhandle up enough to get 40 ounces of Rolling Shade 100. Then we'll go over to the parking lot and drink it and come back and get another one.
I'm bored.
Have another drink.
I'm bored. I'm bored.
Have another drink.
I'm bored.
Have another drink. We usually drink Golden Shade 100. We buy it in 40-ounce bottles. You know, so as soon as you get the 40-ounce, whoever runs for the bottle always has the first drink, as they ran for it. And take the cap off and dump a little bit in the cap and throw that on the ground. And that's for the brothers and sisters who can't be there to enjoy. And then the runner takes the hit, passes to the next person. So we all drink off the same bottle.
I'm bored.
Have another drink.
I'm bored. I'm bored.
Have another drink.
I'm bored.
Have another drink.
My life consists of coming out, trying to hustle
a drink. Drink.
Getting drunk and going home.
Have another drink.
To look forward to every day.
Have another drink.
You know, I mean, there's gotta be more to my life.
Have another drink.
It's like a round and round situation. Even though it doesn't solve anything, that's what I'm trying to say. Nothing changes.
The news on TV, they were calling it Shantytown. We called it the jungle. What it was there was these real high weeds. And a friend of mine, about close to 6 years ago, went back there and built himself a house. And somebody else built himself a little house. You know, all out of what they could find laying around, you know. 2x4 here, piece of plywood there. Before you know it, there's 16 people living down there with houses built. One dude even built an outhouse. Made a little old-fashioned shower, you know, the string that you pull to tip the bucket of water. And we had about 12 dogs and a whole bunch of cats.
And it's like, the first things you've got to learn, basically, is you've got to, you'd have to make friends. You'd have to meet people, first of all. You'd have to meet people that are in your position that are kind of cool, you know? You've got to know people or else you won't make it. Because if you know people, you can find a place to stay. And you can, you know, and then the next thing you've got to do is just get to know where you're staying. You got to get to know the city, you know, and you get to know the city that you're staying in through the people that you've met.
Oh, bless the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And take the cap off and dump a little bit in the cap and throw that on the ground. And that's for brothers and sisters who can't be there to enjoy.
But the hustlers and prostitutes, they'll take care of their own. If another hustler and prostitute's broke, they're hungry, they haven't slept, well, I know myself, I'll go out, and if I know the person, I'll take them, I'll get them something to eat, get them something to drink, you know, get a place so that they can rest up, get cleaned up and everything.
Oh, bless the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Dump a little bit in the cap, throw that on the ground. And that's for brothers and sisters who can't be there to enjoy.
And tell them boop to boop, beep to bap, boop to boop.
Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
But I'm real nice to everybody, and I try to be polite and kind.
Yeah, that's all. It's about, like, when I have extra money, I give people change, you know? If I've got extra money, I'll give them change. And it's all about karma, you know? And that's all. It's about, like, when I have extra money, I give people change, you know? If I've got extra money, I'll give them change. And it's all about karma, you know?
Praise the Lord. Dump a little bit in the cap and throw that on the ground. And that's for the brothers and sisters who can't be there to enjoy.
And tell them boop to boop, beep to bap, boop to boop.
You've got to know people or else you won't make it. Because if you know people, you can find a place to stay. then you can, you know, and then the next thing you've got to do is just get to know where you're staying. You got to get to know the city, you know, and you get to know the city that you're staying in through the people that you've met.
And tell them boop to boop, beep to bap, boop to boop.
Then once in a while we get real hassles, like the one time these three skinheads came by. Well, three of them came by one night. Yeah, we were sitting over there on the stoop where we usually panhandle, and these three skinheads, well, two of them came up first, you know, drinking a 40-ouncer, trying to get up the next one. It's like 20 minutes before two, so we got 20 minutes to do it. And there was three of us drinking on it already, so we really wasn't interested in sharing, seeing as it didn't look like we was gonna get another one. And it started getting a little obnoxious, you know. And the third one came up out of nowhere and kicked the 40-ouncer out of my hand. And it proceeded to beat on time, and I was gapping out in the middle of the street and was fighting with him. And I really didn't enjoy it, but that happens. I learned from an early age, you know, to more or less take care of myself. I don't sleep very heavy. If I'm sleeping outside, I'm a real light sleeper. I mean, a paper bag blows by me and my eyes open up. And that's more or less because you gotta be on guard. You never know who or what's gonna come down on you. So almost 11 years ago, I was on like 14 at that time. And I had hitchhiked to Arizona. And I had a couple people beat me over the head with a rock when I was assigned to sleep in my sleeping bag. So more or less, when you live on the streets for quite a few years, you learn, but it's more or less a school of hard knocks. You gotta learn the hard way from your bumps and your experience. Be perfectly honest, I carry a weapon. More or less because it's necessary. You never know. Because I'm sure y'all notice that there tends to be a lot of people with a couple of screws missing. So, you never know when somebody's gonna come unglued like that. So I really don't like the idea of having to stand by idly and get, you know, hurt. So, gotta protect yourself. It's more or less survival.
This is gonna sound weird. I wanna go to Hawaii and stay and surf my brains out. I'm an ex-firefighter. I was in the fire department for 10 years. I was a lieutenant in the fire department. I'm an ex-marine. And then I was a truck driver. And then things went to hell. My old lady passed away. And now I'm a bum. Well, I'm not really what you'd call a bum. I mean, I get my general assistance check and I pay my rent at this cheap hotel. But I mean, my living conditions are not what I'm accommodated to being used to. This is like a little one-room trip where I get a TV shoved on top of an ice chest instead of, you know, a stereo and, you know, big color TV. But like I say, you know, and I hate to harp on it, but it's true. Since my old lady passed away, things just haven't been the same for me. I don't recommend alcohol to anyone. Although I am an alcoholic, I will be honest. And I've been in several rehabilitation programs. And I stayed sober for 2 years straight. And then my old lady passed on. I was working full-time at the time. And Mary passed on about 4 months ago. I completely quit my job. You know, all that crap and started getting drunk again. And since that time, it's been straight downhill. I want to go to Hawaii and stay and surf my brains out. I get drunk. And it kind of kills some of the pain.
I would think the most important rule to being out on the street is, number one, you've got to like people. You've got to have a good overall. I mean, just because, you know, you're down and out today does not mean you're going to be down and out tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so you look at it and you say, hey, I might be out here on the streets. I may be flat broke. I may have nothing going.
It's gonna get better.
Yeah. And it's got to get better because it can't get no worse.
Yeah.
And you use that attitude and, you know, in the society, the strong will survive. And that's
social Darwinism is what it's
exactly.
All about.
I mean, it's nothing. People can come out here on the streets every day. And if you can cope, and if you can cope, and if you can cope with it, if you can handle it, and if it's your bag, then that's fine.
You've just got to be strong. You've got to have that.
I think Google it, you know?
Praise the Lord, you can check it out. Praise the Lord, you can check it out.
Is that a thing?
I guess kind of personal. It's the guys that's doing it, you know what I mean?
It is everyday live, you know what I mean?
Praise the Lord, you can check it out. Praise the Lord, you can check it out.
I think Google it, you know?
It's almost like a personal battle.
Hard to be like it's hard. You know?
It's hard because you're out.
It's hard. You know?
It's hard because you're out and everybody's trying to survive and it's really hard. I don't know.
It's a lot of it's a lot of it's nerves.
I think Google it. You know.
Praise the Lord, you can check it out. Praise the Lord, you can check it out.
Is that a thing?
I get kind of personal. It's the guys that's doing it, you know what I mean?
It is everyday live, you know what I mean?
Praise the Lord, you can check it out. Praise the Lord, you can check it out.
I think Google it, you know?
Tell you one thing, it's one tough bastard.
And that's kind of harsh because, you know, it's like you're living from day to day on the money that you get every day. And you're living on the money that you get every day and your paychecks. And it's like every day, it doesn't work. You can't do it.
It's more or less a school of hard knocks.
I think Google it, you know?
Praise the Lord, you can check it out. Praise the Lord, you can check it out.
Is that a thing?
I guess kind of personal. It's the guys that's doing it, you know what I mean?
It is everyday live, you know what I mean?
Praise the Lord, you can check it out. Praise the Lord, you can check it out.
I think Google it, you know?
It's nothing. People can come out here on the streets every day. And if you can cope, and if you can cope, and if you can cope with it, if you can handle it, and if it's your bag, then that's fine.
I think Google it, you know?
What gets me is these young kids, they come out here, they have no place else to go. Their parents threw them out because either their sexuality was not right for them.
Or their haircut was not right, and their clothing was not right, and their goals in life were not right.
I mean, just because they're different, people look down on them, and that's not right. Because either their sexuality was not right for them.
Or their haircut was not right, and their clothing was not right, and their goals in life were not right.
I mean, just because they're different, people look down on them, and that's not right.
Don't want to be out here on the street. Not as a youngster, it ain't no fun. What to do?
You know what they should do? They want to stay out here on the street. I tell them, go home.
And go home?
Go home. Be the best bet.
I just want to go. Go to the hotline. You go and you stand in line. And they'll give you a ticket. The next day you come back. Cash in your ticket and they'll give you a hotel room for 4 or 5 days. That's probably the only advice other than do it like I would do it, which is the hard way. Go in a doorway. And that stinks. Security, none.
You stand in line, get there about 2 o'clock, and they give you a bed ticket at around 5:36. Then you go back the next day, and they assign you a hotel room. You gotta do that about every 3-4 days. A couple of the hotels have nice rooms that keep them nice and clean, but most of them are a little run down. Gray sheets, a lot of crawling insects around, but at least it's roof over the head, you know, keep you dry, out of the elements.
Might not be the palace, but
what to do?
You know what they should do? They won't stay out here on the street. I tell them, go home.
Go home?
Go home. Be the best bet.
I just want to go.
I usually look for one of the few places I know to have, you know, good cover, where I won't be seen, you know, where it's going to be hard for someone to get at me. There's this one place I know of where I gotta go. Crawl underneath a fence. And crawl on my hands and knees all the way back to the corner. Underneath a parking deck. And I can't be seen or heard. So I would just roll up my sleeping bag and stay right there. If it's a city I don't know, what I usually do is I know where the highway is. Cause I just get off the highway, so I go to the highway and I look for one of the underpasses and sleep there. What to do? Go home.
And go home?
Go home. Be the best bet.
I just want to go.
Go home.
And go home.
Go home. Be the best bet.
I just want to go.
You just heard Audiographs, Songs from the Tenderloin by Earwax Productions, broadcast by New American Radio.